Welcome back to eBay Radio, where returns are always accepted. Now, here's your host, Return Master, Griff.
Man, what? This segment is brought to you by BubbleFast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since when?
1999.
You got it. When it comes to listing on eBay, the right title and plenty of photos can get your item found and seen and sold, but a good description can help clinch the deal. Cindy Shebley is the leader of the Web Seller Circle, and she's known on eBay as top-rated seller Clover City, all one word. Cindy, why write a description?
That's a great question. You know, these days you might ask yourself that because it almost seems like on the website and the mobile app, it's almost depreciated, those descriptions. You may ask yourself, why write it? But it's still really important to give your buyers more information than they already have. If you're, you know, they're teetering on the decision of buying this thing or not, you want to push them in and give them another reason. So finding, their way into the description field means that they want that information. So, you know, you want to have it there for them. You know, like an example of, you know, you're still selling shirts, aren't you, Griff?
I am, actually, yes.
You know, so like an example would be, you know, an extra large shirt from 30 years ago is going to have a lot different measurements than a contemporary one. So you want to make sure that that information, those measurements, are in the description field. You know, It's easy to write it in the condition field, but it's not very skimmable in that condition field. So you want to go down into the description field and fill it out so they can read it.
Hi, Cindy. Long time no talk. How you doing?
Yeah, it's been a while.
It has been.
It's been forever.
So how is the description different than the condition notes?
You know, the condition notes is just a real quick description, you know, something very skimmable that describes how the condition is of the item you're selling. In the description field, you have more room to write more information, you know, if it's about the condition of the item, or more description, you know, like more measurements, or why you might want this, or what makes this item unique from every other one that's being sold. So you have a lot more room to put that information in that description field.
Yeah, that's important. So for whom are you trying to write the description?
You're writing it for your buyers. You want to make sure that your buyers are getting the information they need. And make sure that you're writing that for your buyers and you're not writing it about yourself. And that's a very big thing in retail. Always remember that your buyers don't really care about you. They care about themselves and that item that they want to buy. So try to avoid things that talk about you. Like the other day I saw a description where the first thing the gal started writing about was, you know, forgive my pictures, they're out of focus, I had a bad day.
Right.
I didn't even look at the pictures until she said that. Then I had to go look at the pictures and say, yeah, they are out of focus.
You're absolutely right.
So, you know, don't write about, you know, just let it go. If the pictures are bad, just try to describe it. But people don't care if you're having a bad day.
That's true.
You know, I'm buying stuff for the event right now to wear to the event. You know?
Oh, what a smart idea.
Yeah, so I found a pair of shoes that I like, you know. And I ordered them, tried to order them, could not find the size. Griff, you hear this from me all the time. Why don't people put the size of the shoe, for instance, both in the title and in the description?
Right.
Okay. Do you think it should be one or the other or both, Cindy? What do you think? And Griff, what do you think?
Well, what does Cindy think?
Well, for me, you know, I try to do it everywhere. Like, people are, they consume this stuff differently. So, if it's something simple like shoe size, I try to put it in the title. I actually put it in the condition field. I try to, you know, if it's, let's say it's not a shoe, but a vase or something like that, I'll put a ruler in my photos, and then in the description, I'll put the size of the shoe, if it's a shoe, and any measurements that I can get from, you know, measuring the shoe as well, I'll put in the description. So all places, you know, because everybody's different. Some people look at pictures. Some people just skim the title. Some people, you know, sort through using the item specifics.
Cindy is a very wise woman.
And, you know, I was looking at tables, all right, tables on eBay, right, little bedside tables. And you'd be surprised at the number of people who don't give all the dimensions.
Oh, I
need
to know
how tall it is.
Oh, it drives me crazy.
Okay, I need to know the height. I need to know the width, and I also need to know the depth. How far out from the wall is it going to, you know, be next to my bed? And you'd be surprised at the people who don't even bother. You know, they'll put one thing in and they'll leave out the other two or something. So this information needs to be included in the description, right?
Right. It absolutely does. You know, I know we're also looking at adding it to the item specifics as well. But the item specifics aren't showing up on mobile either. So you've got to get it someplace that a consumer can find it. So, you know, it's everywhere you can put that information. The more you can put it out there and the more you can add, the better.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I always say that you can't really, when it comes to item details, like dimensions and the shoe size, you can't really overstate it.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of difficult as a seller. I mean, there's always being a seller, there's always a balancing act, though. You know, I always have to say, you know, I want to list 25 items today. You know, how much time am I going to spend on each listing? So it becomes up to the seller to figure out kind of, you know, ways to automate and figure out how and where to put things and just kind of get in a groove and keep, you know, not shorting people their information, but, you know, keeping it moving as well. So, you know, it's always a balancing act.
And you have to think of your buyer first. First, before anybody else, here I am struggling to get to an event and I've lost 18 pounds, right? I've lost 18 pounds, Cindy. Good news.
Yay, congratulations.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Thank you. And so I wanted, you know, I've got to buy, some of my shoes are too big on me. Can you believe that? They're falling off of me. Some of my clothes. I need to be quick here. I bought one pair of shoes and the woman said she couldn't find them. And so we had to. She had to return my money. You know, all these little things, and two different bad things happened to me in one day because a seller did not put the information in that I needed, and they didn't have the item. So
yeah, that's what custom fields are for now. I lost too many items. I use that custom field now for everything. Every time, you know, I make sure that my custom field is filled out, so when I get to pulling the order, I know where to find it. You know, I've got my shelf numbered.
We're speaking with Cindy Shevely. She is the leader of the Web Seller Circle. Tell us about the Web Seller Circle.
The Web Seller Circle is now a blog where you can find more information about, you know, selling online. It's, you know, it's, I confess it's a little bit out of date these days because I've been, mostly listing on eBay and focusing on that, and my partner's had some health issues, but Web Seller Circle is full of videos and just tips and information on how to grow your business on eBay.
So you spoke about leaving out information about yourself out of a description. What else should you leave out of a description?
Yeah, there's things like, you know, now we all should know that there's no ActiveX controls or content in your listings. You know, you don't need to put photos in your listings anymore. That goes up in the gallery. You know, don't ask for feedback. Don't make this about you. You don't need to even put your terms of service in the description field anymore. Just, you know, there's a spot for that as well. So just keep it focused on the facts of the item, you know, the description, you know, any provenance you may have on it, measurements, that kind of thing. But leave out anything that has to do with you and your, what kind of day you're having or your request for feedback. People don't want to be asked for feedback in their listing. It just makes you look as a seller like you have a chip on your shoulder.
Is there ever anything that you think should be left out of a description?
Specifically, this request for feedback. It's like, just drop it. You know, don't ask for feedback.
Yeah.
But, you know, keep it simple. And you don't need to make any of this information about you. So keep it factual. Pretty much what I have to say about
it. I think
it.
You should pretend that the buyer that's going to buy that item from you is in a hurry.
Yes.
They want your item, but they don't want to go through a lot of crap to get
they
it.
They want an elevator pitch.
They do.
They do.
Good. That is excellent, Griff. For those of you who don't know what an elevator pitch is, it was based on the premise that you get on an elevator with a guy and you got to make a pitch real fast. You only have 20 seconds, right?
20 floors.
20 floors, right? And you got to make that pitch before you get up there. And Griff is so right. It needs to be short, to the point, and relevant.
Yeah, the important stuff right up front.
Well, Cindy,
absolutely.
It's always
bullet points.
It's bullet points, 100%. You know I love those. Cindy, thank you. It's wonderful to hear your voice again. I hope we see you in Vegas. Are we going to?
Unfortunately, not this year.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry to hear that. Well, perhaps the next year. This segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast. Our lines are open at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
When it comes to managing your e-commerce business, there's only one listing tool more powerful than 6bit 2.0. That's 6bit 3.0. eBay certified provider John Slocum has been helping you sell online for 20 years. And he just keeps on getting better at it. 6bit 3.0 lets you create your own custom one-page listing form. You can change a whole batch of pictures at the same time and automatically rotate them while they import. There's also a brand new research tool so you can search multiple locations from a single keyword. 6bit 3.0 even adds support for additional selling channels in the US, Canada, and the UK so you can grow your e-commerce business on eBay and beyond. Try 6bit 3.0 free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
Here's an entrepreneurial tip to help you grow your business. Brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
One thing I've learned in the 14 years of producing eBay Radio is that eBay sellers come in all types. A listing, by and large, shows no socioeconomic markers. I can't tell where you were raised by merely looking at your listing. Nor can I tell your education. There is one common thread that runs through the heart and soul of an entrepreneur, and that is determination. They never give up, and it's what separates the successful from the rest. The synonyms for determination are resolution, resolve, willpower, strength of character, and single-mindedness. Now, feel good about yourself.
This entrepreneurial tip was brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
listen while you list.